The third Nantucket Birding Festival, sponsored by the Linda Loring Nature Foundation, is in the books for 2013. The event ran from October 17th through the 20th, and the weather could not have been better. Some 42 birders and their 12 fearless leaders tromped around all over Nantucket in search of every bird of every species. The birds were fabulous, and a good time was had by all the participants. The past festivals have enjoyed a ridiculous number of birds, punctuated by mega rarities. Well, the festival struck again, so to speak, with the discovery of a wayward hummingbird from the mountains of the western United States in a small community garden on Hummock Pond Road on the afternoon of October 19th. In fact, this species is North America's smallest bird. It is called the calliope hummingbird. The hummingbird was discovered on an afternoon field trip, and after giving fleeting views, the tiny bird perched on a small piece of fencing and afforded great views. The rub with immature and female-type hummingbirds is attempting to identify them. They are remarkably similar and differ little. Working out their identification is a serious field problem, yet with the amazing digital cameras and lenses available today, with good photos, the actual shape of individual tail feathers and other fine details are readily discerned. This bird's wingtips at rest extended well beyond the short tail, with stubby central tail feathers. It had no rufous on the upper tail coverts and was very small with a little thin bill. That combination alone was enough to conclude that it was indeed the smallest bird in North America, a calliope hummingbird. The first calliope hummingbird ever seen in Massachusetts was of a bird coming to a feeder in Eastham in 2002 that was first called a ruby-throated hummingbird, but upon closer scrutiny was revealed to be a calliope hummingbird. There have since been four others, all in places where no one could go see them, or they were one-day wonders. The Nantucket calliope was seen by all the participants and leaders on the birding festival and was still present on the morning of October 22nd, much to the delight of off-island birders that made the island hop to see it. This makes it the quote-unquote best calliope hummingbird ever to occur in the state and far and away the most viewed. Some 75 individuals have seen this bird so far. If it remains later in the week, it will surely attract a large crowd this coming weekend. The hummingbird stole the show at the birding festival, but there were lots of other birds seen. Other highlights included a couple of big nights for nocturnal migration, with fallouts at dawn of many species of warblers, three species of vireos, eastern phoebes, both ruby and golden-crowned kinglets, winter wrens, brown creepers, brown thrashers, Baltimore oriole, and lots of sparrows. There were clay-colored sparrows seen on almost every field trip, a couple of vesper sparrows, and lots of chipping, white-crowned, and white-throated, and swamp sparrows. All three regularly occurring falcon species were well seen, and a dark morph rough-legged hawk was an added bonus. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.